now return to Just Spawned That Way with Daxton and Raiden. This show is sponsored by Tasty Screaming Taters, the potato that screams back.
No!
And we're back for the conclusion of this epic tape. Valentine and his band of strange and unusuals are still trapped in the Zerocast video game system. Zero Day, of course, is still trying to get everybody home, but he's been nerfed into oblivion. Valentine strikes up a deal with the anti-Zero Life equation for one last game. Of course, both sides are likely to cheat, scam, or trick the other. But if they're both planning to do it, isn't that just part of the game?
I am but lightning in the wind. Oh, sorry. I think I may have eaten too much Trevor.
Dude, that was takeout from last month.
Oh, so those explosions I'm hearing are a hallucination, maybe? They aren't real?
Nope, those are definitely real. Ladies and gentlemen, we appear to have a fan outside who really wants answers to some burning questions and not just our burning self-defense system.
So, what are the grenades for?
I get the feeling they're about to ask very forcefully.
Hey, I need to get in there!
Well, we should start up the last part of Zerocast before she gets through the blast doors.
Hey, loser! Your show sucks!
It's been an honor, Raiden. Hold me?
You first, big guy.
Vossery, I need your help.
What in the cutscene is going on out there?
Short version? I'm playing a game against Anti-Zero. If I win, we all get to go home.
And if we lose?
Then you and I are going to be troned here to keep his digital doppelganger entertained forever.
No, thank you. If that happens, I'll take control of your body and strangle that green minion into pixels.
Yeah, and I'll jump. Wait, you can take control of my body?
What?
I said you can take.
I'm afraid I can't hear you. This music is far too loud.
Impostery, turn that down! Maybe I can turn it down. Don't make me! We'll have a Robert Altman movie marathon when we're back home!
Is that a promise?
Look, I need your help. I need you to...
The Abyss! Of course you do!
You can do that?
Yeah, but it sounded cruel. In all of your current predicament, I cannot do these ridiculous cyberpunk shenanigans. What is it you mean?
That explains the pixie talk. Who is Prospero? Mastery! The Orphan Marathon!
Oh, very well.
And make it quick, yeah? I get the feeling we're short on time.
You know time slows to a crawl outside while we're talking. We could get through the player, maybe the long goodbye right now, and your friends wouldn't even notice.
Tell me about Prospero.
Or you could ruin my fun. What do you want to know?
Who was he? How is he connected to Ripper?
He was the first thief, the man who stole the blood of Sycorax. Didn't we just watch the same movie? Those production values, they call me a monster.
You are a monster.
A monster with standards, Valentine. Do your research. The history of Prospero is a blank spot in the Abyss. We know he was the first to call himself the thief, and that's it.
But every thief eventually ends up in the Abyss. Aside from that being the worst retirement community concept in history, That means Prospero needs to be there too, isn't it? Well, the title never gets passed to the next thief.
If Prospero resides in the Abyss, he is beyond our reach. I see every thief, some quiet, some sane. Some continue to try and break out. Those amuse me.
And Mum?
You do not want to go down that road, Valentine. Let it lie.
If you don't tell me everything you know, I will willingly watch the 6-hour version of the Grimmest Darkest Capes movies, complete with director's commentary, sober.
You wouldn't.
Ever see me do something despite someone else in the face of my own self-destruction?
Very well. Every thief in the Abyss retains a small spark of their power. With time and practice, they can use it to manipulate a small portion of the Abyss. Your mother uses her spark to make a memory from her past. When you first awoke to your power, you animated little paper creatures and made them dance for her. I have watched her relive that memory from time to time.
Wobbles. Wobbles!
What?
Wobbles, you okay? I saw a flicker of magic on you for a sec. Looks like it's gone again.
Yeah, sorry there. Just thinking of something. Remember how we got into that loading screen before and saw the movie about Prospero?
I think so. What are you looking for?
Answers, I hope.
Yeah. Wait. Savvy, the frequency on that loading screen. Think you can pick up on it?
Likely. I just need to let a little of my animal side through, provided Anti-Zero didn't shut that off.
Totally can't mess with the shifter animal body stuff. Whatever guards your void thing has a really bad sense of humor. I should know. Yeesh.
Wow.
What?
It's just, I'm used to seeing Razor shift. She always looked like a furry wood chipper with a bad attitude. You're kind of cute looking.
Valentine, it's not your place to comment on Savvy's shifter farm.
So, what species are you, Savvy?
The large-eyed cherub bat.
Well, that is legitimately adorable.
Anyways!
You know, it's rude to call other species cute. Didn't you watch that movie with the fuzzy... Don't give me that look! Anyway, I'm thinking that if we can manipulate Anti-Me's portal just enough to match Thread's frequency, we can sneak into the theater again before we pass through without the other me even knowing.
It's a little frightening that you've come up with ways to outsmart yourself.
Oh, come on! I have contingencies for most of you! 7 for Risa!
Who do you think he left out?
That should be obvious.
You think I would skip myself? I'm my own best chance of defeating me. Now, Savvy, use your magical hearing version of Valentine's spell to see magic.
I just call that listening.
Don't try and distract me with your technicalities. Listening, whatever. Valentine, can you use your little ant buddies to hijack the portal until Savvy can hear Fred's frequency?
Me and my ant buddies will try. Right, we're still in the middle of this ridiculous game.
Now we're somewhere called Clickerville. Ugh, too many transactions.
Little to the left, guys.
Jiggle physics beach volleyball? Subtle.
You, next!
Wait! Go back to that one for a sec.
Nope, here we go, loading screen theater.
Got it. Hold there, guys. Everyone go, now!
Nice work, Savvy. When we get topside, I owe you that new game. An actual game. Not this one.
Thanks. I'm kinda okay with no more VR for a bit. Or for the rest of my life.
We're back in the theater again, but this time it looks different. It's still the Grand Movie Palace we left behind, but now the place looks like it's seen better days. Armrests are covered in a layer of dust, and white mildew spots the red velvet chairs.
What the heck? What happened to this place?
Accelerated entropy field? Superpositional quantum states resolving themselves into a discrete time frame upon each instance of interaction?
I'm going to call it magic and leave it at that.
Valentine? Is this the Capitol Theater?
Sure is.
This is the place we first met.
You two met in a movie?
Yeah. I was on the downslope of a fine arts degree and skipping an art history class. Went downtown, wandered in here to see a matinee. Only other person there was this chatty young woman with super bright hair. She sat down next to me and started talking. Turns out she became my best friend. Right, Fred?
Valentine, I don't remember going to that movie, like walking into it. I just remember being beside you. It feels like I was left there for you to find me.
Red Jacket Party again. Here to see part two of the Tale of Prospero?
Yeah, we were riveted last time. Usual spots.
Maybe one row ahead? Your seats got eaten up by the void of nothingness. It's kind of a jerk that way.
Void of nothingness?
Yeah, something's trying to consume this place. It's kind of boring here otherwise. You guys know you're the only patrons who've been here in a few hundred years? Now, everyone to your seats.
The lights go down. On the screen, another movie starts playing, but we've left the jungle motif behind. Prospero's leaning against a desk in a dimly lit office, wearing a fedora and a trench coat. The door says Prospero Investigations. Okay, we're being treated to some old film noir. Vasari will get a kick out of this. Prospero inspects his forearm. It's covered in symbols. Some of them look freshly carved. He snaps his fingers experimentally, shakes his hand, tries again.
Ariel! Ariel!
Yes, boss?
Does that look like my office to anyone else?
Oh my god, shut up!
What is it, boss?
My latest spell. It isn't working.
Did you follow my instructions?
Of course I followed your instructions. What do you take me for?
It's a very tricky rune. One small deviation from the correct angle and...
Do you presume to teach me about magic? Before my exile, I was the preeminent scholar of the alchemical arts.
If I could just take a look.
So you can hold your knowledge of the abyss over me? Tell me once more how I failed to follow your instruction? I see now why Sycorax saw fit to imprison you. Perhaps I need to teach you a similar lesson.
No, please, Prospero. I've been your loyal servant for 6 months. You saw how I suffered under Sycorax's imprisonment. Surely you'd not be so cruel.
Yes, of course. I apologize. Sometimes a mood comes over me. With every bit of knowledge I gain, it only reveals to me how much I have left to learn. Sometimes I feel I'm traveling through a vast, dark tunnel that grows longer and longer the further I go.
All magic has a cost, Prospero, but some exact a greater price than others. If you aren't careful, the abyss will tear away at your mind until there's nothing left.
Yes, I see that. Perhaps I should rest.
The screen goes dark again. A title card flashes on the screen. 6 months later.
Prospero.
Ariel, I was about to call you. There is a passage I need translated from one of Sycorax's books.
Prospero, this is our final day. I have served you faithfully for a year, but now I must leave.
Oh, you must leave now? Must you? To do what exactly?
That would be my business. I have old friends to find and...
Yes, yes, your business. Whatever that may be, I see it now, servant. The depths of your duplicity, the careful means you have employed to keep me in darkness and ignorance.
I've done nothing but work in your service.
Just as you served Sycorax? You were eager to betray her. What plans do you have in mind for me as your contract expires?
I plan on leaving this island behind and forgetting that I ever knew this place, or you.
Of course! You would abandon me here to sniff through the scraps of knowledge you have left for me, a shadow of the magician I could become. But I am not as foolish or as simple-minded as you believe. I have discovered ways around our contract to keep you here a while longer.
Prospero, you promised! The magic has claimed you. You can't see it, but you're trading little bits of yourself for her power. Besides, you cannot break that which is binding.
The contract is only binding if both parties abide with full knowledge of its terms. But if you no longer have that knowledge, the terms are broken. You will continue to work for me, Ariel, from now until my days are over.
You're not a magician or a scholar. You're a common thief.
I'm more than a thief. I'm the thief. And you will aid me and mine until the secrets of the abyss are revealed. Even if I don't find my answers before they come, my descendants need you. And who am I to deprive them of your knowledge?
No!
Thread.
So, that's how it is.
How's Thread? I'm so sorry.
Is this Prospero still alive? I say we find whatever dark cave he's cowering in and force him to relinquish Threadripper from his grip.
And then we remove all of his squishy bits. Slowly.
Very slowly.
It's okay. Can we get out of here now? I never thought I'd say this, but I'd like to return to reality.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll open a portal to the admin room.
We're gonna find him, Thread. And if he refuses to release you, Reza gets to ask next.
And I would love to kick one of Valentine's relatives in the junk for what he helped spawn.
Oi, that's fair.
Alright, time for the boss fight. Exit stage right.
Zero, hold up for a second, will you? I need to ask you something.
For the last time, Valentine, I'm not going to tell you the name of my tailor.
Right. Anyway, I've been thinking of a way to defeat your counterpart. We're all just code in here, right? Running on an operating system?
Sure. I designed the entire OS from scratch. It's the most sophisticated system ever known to man or magical creature.
Really? Because if I had to guess, I'd say you built an emulator in a Windows machine.
That is so insulting, Valentine. I am a coding genius.
I saw the Zerocaster egg, mate. You're running this on Windows Vista.
What? That's... Please don't tell anyone. It took me decades to hack that OS into something good.
Alright then, count it as one of the favors you probably think I owe, and it's a deal. Now let's go kick your digital ass. Okay, you anti-trog, you pain in my virtual ass. Come out and... Wait, am I floating?
We're all floating.
This almost feels like home, but there's no purchase.
For a bat, floating in space isn't terrible. It's just hard to figure out what upside down is.
Welcome to the Zero Dome. What? You think I was gonna play fair? You all just suspended here means I can pick and choose who I get to ride out at my leisure. Then it's bye-bye Zerocast and hello... Zero Reality? Zero Land? Wait, Zero World. Genius.
Genius? That's so derivative.
Just for that, you can spend your time tied up.
I hate this so much.
Boss, I got you.
Thanks, Ripper. How are you able to move around?
I've been trapped in this place long enough. I've learned my way around some of Anti-Zero's tricks. Besides, I've got wings. I know I can fly, so I fly. Always been how it's worked.
Ashenhells, Ripper, you're a genius.
I know that, silly. But how exactly in this instance?
Thread, when I make my move, you go make sure that everyone's safe, yeah?
You got it, boss.
I quiet my mind and reach out to the abyss. My wings unfurl behind me. As I send a barrage of spiky feathers at Anti-Zero, Thread flits to the others to help unbind them.
Oh, come on! Feathers? What are you gonna hit me with next, fluffy pillows?
Oh, that's just the start, you little monster.
Hey, oh no! Playing old fireballs! I can't be hurt with elemental magic! I read your wiki.
Yeah? Who do you think wrote it?
Why do I smell burning circuit boards?
Abyssal fire, mate. No muss, no fuss, and no problem burning things that like to brag about their immunity to fire.
Ah! You know, I'm getting tired of that abyssal magic. Totally unbalanced and OP. It's high time I patched it.
Wait, where's my magic?
Your magic is made of weird little bugs that refuse to play by the rules. I've just changed their time value and slowed them down. Let's see you hit me with a fireball that's not going to be here for half an hour.
Ah, hells.
Hey, anti-troll. Patch this.
Ouch! Okay. You know, maybe letting Miss Walking Arsenal keep her toys was a bad idea.
Wait, what? My gear! You are the worst.
Hey, these gauntlets are cool. Let's take them for a test spin.
Ah!
All right, that's enough.
No fair! Rope's in my trick! What the... mittens?
Try snapping your fingers now, you trog.
How did you do that?
I know a little bit of pixie magic. It's not a magical style that I'm too familiar with. Kind of like showing up for a test you forgot to study for. But luckily, I cheat. Hey, Anti-Zero, I think this means I win.
Are you kidding? This game isn't over yet. I'm gonna split myself into multi-Anti-Zeros and take all of you out!
Nah, mate, you ain't trying that.
You think you can stop me?
No. I'll just put you out of harm's way.
What the heck are you doing?
Commandius Conchlius CX Directorium Radix USBV.
Gesundheit?
I think we're done here.
Done? We haven't even started. You and your friends are in for a world of hurt.
Friends? More friends.
Where is everyone?
I imagine they're exiting Zero Cast for the real world right about now.
Then, where are we?
I cut and pasted us into a thumb drive. Lucky for us that Zero left one plugged into the machine.
You trapped yourself in here with me?
Well, a copy of me. There's still a version of me in the real world, and I'm guessing he's safe, but you're stuck on this drive with me! Better get comfortable. How do you feel about some original music I wrote back in the 80s?
No!
Are we back? Is this real?
Looks like we're back.
What happened?
Simple. I hacked the native OS and pasted Anti-Zero into a thumb drive. Something to say there, Zero?
Oh, me? No, not at all.
My aching everything. Can we go back to HQ, Riza?
Not a problem. I'll give you a ride.
Hey, boss?
Thread, you look exhausted. Maybe you should take tomorrow off, yeah? I'll actually do my job if that's what you're worried about.
Maybe, boss. I'm sorry. I thought I was your friend by choice. But it looks like it was all part of Prospero's magic. I need to think about what this means.
I understand. Oh, Thread. You know, for what it's worth, when you showed up in my life, I wasn't programmed to be your friend. I didn't start Valentine investigations with you because it was part of some web of destiny or whatever. It was my choice. Because who else would I choose, Thread? And you know what? I think you did make a choice. Even if you made it long before I was born, you chose me. It just took a while for you to find me. But there I was, sitting in the theater, waiting for you to take a seat and start stealing my popcorn.
I did steal it, yeah. Thank you for saying that, Valentine. I don't know if it's strictly true, but it helps.
Anytime. You get some sleep.
Night, boss.
Valentine. You got a second?
For the last time, Zero, I'm not telling you how to make a murder bus martini.
Rats. That was a good move, Valentine. Cutting and pasting Anti-Zero like that.
Thanks.
But how did you move his code without doing the same thing to yourself?
Guess I'm just a genius hacker.
No, you're a noob who knows some keyboard shortcuts. There's no way you pulled it off without...
Tell you what, Zero. You hold on to that thumb drive. Mount it in a virtual machine with some decent security. Look in on Anti-Zero and his friends every so often, will you? Maybe I'll be in there rehabilitating them.
You'll be driving him crazy.
Probably. Good night, my friend.
You have been listening to the Graveyard Tapes. ZeroCast, Part 3. Written by Dustin Gray and Aidan Morgan. Edited by Angela Dumalog, Nikki Ewart, James Nichols, and Maxine Bachman. Audio engineered by Robin of Psychonautia. Produced by Brianna Jean. Featuring Chase Hunter as Valentine and commercial announcer, Caitlin Sinnott as Riza, Casey Glover as Savvy, Maxine Bachman as Fiona, Angela Dumalog as Zero Day and a Screaming Potato, Lamar Harris as Prospero, Nikki Ewart as Invasri, Aidan Morgan as Raiden and the Anti-Announcer, Dustin Gray as Daxton, and Rick the Whitebird as Threadripper, Ariel, Anti-Zero, and Anti-Usher.